Reish Tamach Vav is the din mishayich shechloi baderech. Actually, this is not so uncommon to get stuck, as some of the chashuvi of Reich and Chabura told me, that once they had to leave the hospital close to Shabbos, and the Rav told them that they should get a goyisha taxi driver to drive them, and they pulled into their house 20 minutes after Shkia. Now, what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do, what you have to let it in Eretz Yisrael, 20 minutes? How many minutes? However many minutes after Shkia was. And so, not Shkia, he got into the cab of Shkia. And when did he get out of the cab? Did you hear? Half an hour, 40 minutes afterwards. So, b'chla, what? Oh, it's no problem, it's only 6 o'clock. Yeah, absolutely. And at best case, it's 36 or 40 or whatever it is. The kids are my so. Could be that there is no Isser B'chla, like Ramesha says in Tshuva, that he doesn't know if you're in town and you're not going out of the Tchum. Says Ramesha, I don't know of any Isser that there is to drive in a car, to be driven in a car on Shabbos, as long as the person who's driving the car is not doing Isser Magai, Kudeman. Maybe there's a problem with Zuzul Shabbos, Kudeman. Either way, it's not so easy to be mistaken in the halacha, what you're supposed to do if you get stuck, because you really have to see the hemshech of the simin. However, the common really says the best thing to do is that if you're with a guy, you should give it to the guy, which means that if a person walks out, this is more common in America, where there's maybe a problem. The Rebbe Mishnah Berurah points out that we don't really have Mishnah Berurah. There's money. However, the guys in Flatbush, let's say, according to Ramesh, Mishnah Berurah, there I saw, and he walks out of his house and he's in the street and he realizes he has something in his pocket. That's so uncommon. What does he do? So there's a bunch of different things that you could do. The best thing is if you're with a guy, you should give it to the guy, but not while the guy is standing still, rather while the guy is moving. If not, you should walk quickly. That's what I remember from my childhood back in Philadelphia, before they had an era. Even though it was precious only caramelist, you can't have an era when you should start off. So that's what you did. If you found something in your pocket, ran quickly, you weren't giving it to any guy. You ran quickly and you got it to your house. That way you're never making a hanok on the shasarabim, and therefore therefore you're never gonna come to the deraisa. Now, just one nekuda just to point out, maybe Mechamer of Israeli Sefbeis, Mr. Mechamer. One nekuda to point out is that even though the halacha over here is that if a person has his wallet, or he has something which is very expensive with him, and it's muksa, and he can't carry it on Shabbos, the halacha is that you're allowed to give it to a guy, you're allowed to do it, you're allowed to even do Isurim, you're allowed to put on your Hamor, possibly, as long as you're not being Mechamer Acharov. The different cases, the Mishnah Berurah says the reason is that we matter these Isurim, so if we don't matter small Isurim, then to save his money, we're going to matter big Isurim. This does not mean to say that any time that a person has a Chitzaron Kiss, we tell, even a big Chitzaron Kiss, that we tell the guy that, that since there's always a possibility to do a bigger Isur, so then we allow you to do smaller Isurim. Like I saw they pointed out in the Dershu, that from Shin Lamadala, by Dleiko, we don't matter a person to put out, even if his entire house is going up in flames, that's worth a lot more than his wallet and whatever else that he had with him. Hundreds of thousands of dollars. We don't allow the guy to put it out, even though putting it out is maybe only Darabanan. Even asking a guy is not so pushing to get it put out, just to save it. And the question is exactly why, what's the color between here and there? And the Bir Lachat says, because here, if I don't let you give it to a guy, if I don't let you give it to a, put it down somewhere, then in a way they're going to be able to keep it, then you'd be ma'ab at the moment we are dying. You're going to have to throw out your wallet. As opposed to over there, Bethem, the fire is happening by itself. You never did a mice of Imam Rabbi Yadayim. In that case, it's less of a chash when a person has to be Ma'ab of the Rabbi Yadayim. That's one of my chashes. The guy's not going to throw out his wallet. If it's happening by himself, there's nothing to do, then we're less chashish, and even smaller Yisurim we don't allow, and it should be over on bigger Yisurim.